All right, we're going to make a transition now from the Cornbread Mafia to Eric Crawford of the Courier-Journal, who's here to talk about some sports stuff coming up this weekend. Hi, Eric.
There's no smooth way to do that,
no,
is there?
No, there's not really. I did the best I could. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with U of L football. The Cardinals, a young team being rebuilt by second-year coach Charlie Strong, got off to that dismal 2-4 start, and then they win 5 of 6 to capture a share of the Big East title and possibly a bid to an upper echelon bowl game. How did Strong and his staff get this thing turned around?
Well, I think, you know, as you look at it, they just have so many young players. When we went back and looked at the stats at the end of the season, three-quarters of their production in the month of November and on offense and defense was really from freshmen and sophomores. So I think they did a good job of bringing those young players along and sticking it, you know, hanging in there with them. And there is some young talent. They've recruited well in two classes. So they've got some talent, some promise.
We usually attend the press conferences he has on Monday. I remember after the Marshall game, being so angry and saying, we're not very good, you know, this is unacceptable. And I really thought, boy, this is not going to be a very good season. And they really managed to turn it around. Now, someone the other day, this past Monday, asked Strong if this was a BCS team. And he kind of let out a big laugh and said, no, but we're going to, you know, play the best we can if we make it to the Orange Bowl, which they could if there's a Cincinnati loss tomorrow. He also quoted you. When you said in a column that if you finish last in your medical school class, they still call you a doctor.
That's one of the oldest ones in the book. Yeah. I can't even claim it originally. But it's just remarkable, though, that we're having this discussion that Louisville still is in play for the Orange Bowl. They lost to Florida International and Marshall. Now, a lot of it is, you know, the quirks of the system, and the Big East Conference just is not very good, so anybody can win it. And yet, you're right. If Cincinnati loses tomorrow, then Louisville's going to the Orange. Or Cincinnati loses tomorrow, then Louisville is going to the Orange Bowl, and that's just almost unbelievable.
Cincinnati will play Connecticut tomorrow at Cincinnati, and I guess they haven't played yet this year, but they played last year.
Cincinnati's a 9 or 10 point favorite, and is generally expected to win this game. But the interesting thing is, if Cincinnati wins, then West Virginia will go. So Cincinnati can't, you know, really get there either way. So if Cincinnati wins, it's actually going to benefit a team that is not only leaving the league, but has a lawsuit against the league. So, I don't know. They're going to play hard. They're going to do everything they can to win, but it's probably not best for the league for West Virginia to go, I don't think.
This is crazy. So, if Cincinnati wins, they would take Louisville out of the Orange Bowl picture, but then there's these other possibilities.
They would go to a much, much lower level bowl, one of the lower level Big East bowls, because West Virginia, they're going to take, I don't know, West Virginia will take if they take the BCS slot, then Louisville will get one of the next two. Mm-hmm. The big thing with the bowl is that it gets you a little bit of visibility. It worked great last year for Louisville because they had a bowl in Florida. Even though it's a low-level bowl, if I were them, I don't think I'd mind going back to that same one. It lets your coaches be in the state and recruit.
Now, with Charlie Strong's success this year, inevitably there's talk of other job openings, and that seems like the case now, at least some rumors flying around that some other schools want him.
Well, he's going to be in the mix for a lot. And in fact, a lot of the schools that could be in play are schools that have taken a pass on him sometime in the last 15 years. The one thing you saw was Louisville come through with a contract extension earlier this year that raised his salary to $2.3 million. I think he's in for another $100,000 in bonuses and even more if they make this Orange Bowl.
Yeah.
That puts him at a level of a lot of other schools out there. Texas A&M's job just came open, and he's actually making more than the Texas A&M coach was making. So his salary is competitive with all these other jobs. The question is, do you want that big-time football label? Do you want to have that guaranteed 60, 70,000 people in seats at every game? And that's just something, call he'll have to make for himself.
Now, let's switch over to UK. The Wildcat season is over, but ended on a high note with a win over Tennessee last Saturday after, 26 years of straight defeats. So that kind of leaves a good taste in the fans' mouth for next year.
Well, it was very important. It was bigger than any bowl win Kentucky could have gotten, and bigger really maybe than any bowl win they've had in the last 3 or 4 years. I think they played really well the last two games, and that was the big thing that fans, I think, needed to see from Joker Phillips. A lot of them are still disenchanted. But at least the program showed some fight, showed signs of life, showed that it hadn't given up. And I think that'll enable them to get through this offseason and come back next year and have some at least momentum.
Not bowl eligible, but Joker Phillips will be back next season.
I believe so, unless there's a big change. I believe he's back and going to get one at least one more year.
We're talking about the success of the University of Louisville. Howard Schnellenberger, who hasn't been with the program for a while, but is at in Florida, Florida Atlantic, is retiring after this season. His final game is this weekend, right?
That's right. And just, you know, he's a Hall of Fame kind of guy and really a there's been no better builder of programs in the history of college football than Howard Schnellenberger. And not only that, but he's the last, I think, you know, we see with Joe Paterno out at Penn State and Bobby Bowden having quit and a lot of these old guard. I think he's the last of the really old guard coaches, the Bear Bryant disciples, the gruff old men of the game. And he was great for Louisville, obviously, and has been great for college football, and he'll be missed.
Really took U of L to new heights. I've heard the story told numerous times that before Howard came along, you could go to a convenience store and buy an Icy and get free U of L football tickets, you know.
Well, yeah, and some years, yeah, while he was here, you could do that. But it certainly, Louisville football was in danger of being dropped. It was just not cost-effective, and he saved it from that. Bill Olson brought him here, and together the two saved it from that, and here it is today.
And turning to basketball quickly, U of L versus Vandy tonight, big game for the Cards. They've been kind of plagued with injuries here in the early going.
It's been really freakish, and they are so far untested by a team of the level of Vanderbilt coming in. It'll be interesting to see how this kind of remnant of players that Rick Pitino is using with so many guys injured and hurt will do against a team of this caliber. And really, it's going to kind of give us a sign of what to expect over the next month or so.
And tomorrow night in Lexington, UK versus North Carolina. UK ranked first in the country as of this week. Is that a deserved ranking, you think?
I think it is. And this is one of the games of the year now in college basketball. You know, before the NBA lockout was settled, there were probably going to be more NBA players on the floor for this game than in any game we saw all year. So these are generally perceived to be the two most talented teams in the country, and it's a huge game, biggest game we've seen, you know, in this state in a long time.
You have a pick for that one?
I think Kentucky wins. I don't see anybody beating them on their home floor, so I think they're going to be hard to stop.
And Tom Crean appears to have IU back on track.
Yeah, IU's doing well. He just had a huge win at NC State. I believe they've started out 7-0, and that's the first time that's happened in forever, so that's an exciting story locally. I'd be remiss if we didn't mention Western Kentucky football, which is bowl eligible. And actually, in kind of a bittersweet thing, while Louisville's rooting for Cincinnati to lose, I think Western needs Cincinnati to win to get to a bowl because they're not locked into any bowls. So they're still sweating it out, but they're eligible, and that's a remarkable story in Bowling Green.
Don't want to leave out the Hilltoppers. All right, Eric Crawford, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks very much.
Eric Crawford with the Courier-Journal. We are out of time.